This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Since the economic stimulus dropped away, federal budget deficits shrank. Until now, new numbers from the Congressional Budget Office project that this year, the difference between what the federal government pays and what it brings in will increase in comparison to the size of the economy for the first time since 2009. A full accounting of the red ink comes out today. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more from Washington.
The CBO says the deficit this year alone will be more than $500 billion. That's about 2.9% of GDP, higher than initially projected.
The problem we face is that the most popular programs, entitlements, are driving the growth in spending and therefore the growth in the debt.
Romina Baccia is an economist at the Heritage Foundation. The CBO says new and retroactive tax cuts are contributing as well.
But what's interesting is there's been a decline among both Republicans and Democrats in recent years in the share prioritizing the deficit.
Alec Tyson is with the Pew Research Center. Lots of people cared about the deficit back in 2013. Now it's been pushed out of the limelight by things like the overall economy and terrorism.
So it's not at the top of their mind when it comes to what they want to see from Congress and the president. But what we also know is how quickly views on public priorities can change.
Just like presidential campaign talking points. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.